Anna.
Jasmine.
Hi.
How are you doing, Hannah?
Doing good. It's kind of cold, but we're doing good.
Good to hear that. Well, not the cold, but you're doing good.
Well, it's like in the 20s, even the bird bath water is frozen.
Wow. Well, here in Florida and Miami, we have rain all day, foggy, awful day. But, little.
Brandela. Hi,
Hey,
Brandy.
Brandy.
He hasn't come on
Hey.
yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chuminka, Sati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Acharenu Nora. Ufreshayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharen Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adatach Het Kufbet Het Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zopre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyutta. The letters of the month of Tibet, the Bet that created the planet Shaptai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which, as we know, connects us to the 72 names of God, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and to the consciousness of the Sephirah of Chachmah, which is wisdom. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will need to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Eretz Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'Lafim, Noseawon Wapesha, We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. And we do this first by saying L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Tud Shabarichu Ishkin Tei Bitilu Urhimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urhimu. Leakta, Lishem, Yud, He, Bavav, He. Beyehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol, Yisrael. Limud, Torah, Mitzvah. Lasok, Torah, Mitzvah. Vehino, Amadonai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Maasei, Adenu, Konanei, Aleinu, Maasei, Adenu, Konaneihu. There are two verses that connect to this energy of the year 5778. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech havo. Natamar achoti, utlabev leene, shete levivot leevre, mi ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha, viavoni, Lo kisiti, amarti ode ale, b'sha'a, ladonai ohe wahe, be'ata nasata, avon chatati selah. In this verse from Psalms, the name of the year Tashin Ayin Chet was concealed. The letters of that name, Tav Shin Ayin Chet, are separated by three letters each. The energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to that energy, the year of the goat, the energy of the goat. And the first verse that we connect to is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chimram. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to permute them into tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. And those letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Im ba Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-livim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Akaa Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade ad ki biya yo he Adonai yo he wahe dur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavo iyam, asher yitchabe sham ushavtem, Eli El Nahum, Wehalakti Chem, Wehayim Yeshno, Baretz Vehipasti, O Tov, Bekol Alfe Yehuda. The third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetza, Yoved Roout. Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in all of the Tanakh that has this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Yisam timakom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Tachta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla l'anoto, ba'asher barishona. We're going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we're going to connect by verbalizing the letters of each name with their root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka a ka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me wa a wa ka la yo La wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he Nu ta hei hei a yo re ta chi a hei re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo hei wa a wa ko me nu da a nu yo hei a me re a hei a yo yo za hei 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la e ka a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me za he me za re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Name number 13, heaven on earth. Name number 14, farewell to arms. And name number 30, building bridges. These three names connect to the energy of the year 5778. The names of the Tzaddikim, or the names from the Tzaddikim, there are 72, just like before. We're going to say them and connect to them in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he hey yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he. Ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa yo da le a yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta he, nu wa ta me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me. Hey, la, yo. May, hey, may. Name number 30 is the same name in both charts, same letters, same order. Name number 30 is building bridges, and it teaches us to build bridges in our own life so we can bring peace to people, which will ultimately bring the Mashiach and heaven down to earth. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 16th day of the 16th day of Tevet, I'm sorry for the delay. Rabbi Chaim Christworth. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we will say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the second column from the left. It's class number 19, which will open up to section 21A, which is the Tikkuni, the fifth Tikkuni, the fifth tikkun of the 70.
Hanok, can you repeat it all the way, please?
Do you know where the revealed wisdom matrix is?
Yeah, I got it.
At the bottom, second column from the left, it says the Tikkuni Zohar landing page.
Got it.
Scroll down to class number 19, which is section 21A. And that's where we will start. Class 19, section 21A.
Got it. Thank you.
Tikkuni Zohar Daf Kaf Aleph Aleph Tikkuna Chetita'a Bereshit Kam Rabbi Shimon Petach V'Amar Le'el Yehu Na Elayhu Elayhu V'Omea Alcha b'malchut kadisha da'ayehi nachila begaluta ton reshuta dala kazus tazus minin deha shekinta b'chaylaha natrin lecha Malake Asharet Deitmar Bechom Hein Ara Alam Beako Chotza Tavichin Taman Man Demak Veil Tilotin di Israel kimatzifarin matzbatzpin matzlotin legabe aimachon beinun machnanan alarad natrin la vekalho itkariyo Tavrim al shem kan Tapur de'ihi Aime kadisha de'itmar baki yikra Ken tzafor lefanicha Be'al itmar gam tzapur Matza bayit veda Et mevarash bereshit peit marba bechachma yevana beyat udror ken la daima ala'a yoval deitmar beveki yikratam darur be'eretz mitzamana Titsa for mita, beyat deiyehi, bebekadasha, beit bamiyat, V'itachnat mi'adaror ayehi shekinta ila'a ishkachat na'ashtachat ken lo le'ila na'mila'ala umid asher shateach rochia Elin Shayit Benin Ila Shit Sifrin Inun Sheshet Yemei Hamaase Kol Ho Parchin Begabe. Bechama chagin uzmanain v'yomim tavin v'efrochim v'inun Yisrael tata kulhu parchin ama begaluta uvtam na v'inun v'itzim dilit lon gadifin Befikudin Beasale Parcha Itmar Beilau Dakach Haim Al Havanim Alefaki Mai Kikra En Ela Bezamna Dalit Lo Yishkinta Atar Lishreya Daman Bekabiyu Ayehi Azlat B'makara B'dayihu Kol Tekuva Makom Latif Latok B'gomer U'kama D'nashmatin Avdin haki sharia Shekintan amhon Nishmata deyayehi Kivua v'talot V'talota o b'yoraita Ayehi atar Tavo ishreya Ve'shekinta aval nishmatta Dalit lau t'kaviyu V'tzaluta o v'yoraita Elae d'zid manat La memahra Haki ayehi shareya Allah b'makara b'dayihu Ki yakira ken tzafor l'fanaycha V'gomer dodiya Nishmata nahahiyo Dalota ayehi Ken tzapor v'ken hahiyo Nishmata debarnash itkariyat Ken tzapor v'gofa Ken dinashamata V'ken nishmatin Dinun olaymin Dilad itkariyu Metolot acharaya Reotaya Yadvin begufin Beinun ken dilachon Beorach mekara Bezina dilavinun Kavuin bebeiti Kenisayot uvate Madrishot v'dayu Ki Yikra ken tzapor lefanecha V'yot ken Kapoor Le'ela, Ayu Karsaya, Bekin Ladila Litata Memtet, Bial Atmar Bada Vinaka, Lo Yanaka, Dita Man, Ken Vayehu, Yanavanokim, Bizam Nadila Ishkahat, Aina, the Shareya, the Derech Da, the Itmar Be Mato, Bamid Bar Bedarech, the Tatam Mamas Rim, the Ad Bedarech, Dadik Kaburiat, Rachel, the Yehi Bifarashit, Orchin Viala, Itmar Me, Utnani, Bumadavar Milon, Archin Vihinun Tirain, Mashin Dematmin, Kaagrin Kad Itan Atan, Bimafrik Le Yisrael, Bikol Et Daihu, Et Chaim de Itmar, Itamar Beya Et Chaim Haya, Lemachazakim Bo, Vialeya Itmar Ki Adam Et Hasadeh, Viod Bikol Et Da Tadik Dihu, Et Bari Yasa, Bari Lemeno, Veda Yom Hashvat Tadamim, Zalig Dishkinta, Im Kudsha Barichu, Tadamim Itla, Na Laya Naecha, the Aleya, Itmar Vahaya, Kiet Shaton, Alpalage, Maim Asher Parin, Pariu, Yetem Beto, Daito, Tzadik Deyayehi, Leel Shavat Beitzadik, Meineya, Irkin Nishmatin, Tadik Beisrael, Erev Shabbat Deit Kariu, Naal Shem Da, Otik Rayu, Banim Hadashot, Afruchin, Ilein Talmidi, Achmaim, Davgin, Chon, Sharia, Shekin, Ta, Al Yisrael, O Beitzem, Ailein, Leinun, Tanukot, Shel Bait Ravan, Devagin, Chon, Sharyo, Shekin, Ta, Al Yisrael, Vayilein Inun, Marem Yachrei, Uvazamana, Vayinun Askin, Veoraita Bemem, Vamatso, Vayinun Kuchabarichu, Ushkin Ta, Vigare Mai, Lecha bara lon kechada yirtin mitmin nishmatin Bait kariu banim de kutsha barichu Begin de mare bachre umare mashana Inun bagad fin Section 21a. There is a higher connection that runs throughout the heavens. These birds of prayer are carried on the wings of thought and await their disposition on the earth. These angels are the means of carrying thought to its holy place. Consider the home of thought that arises in connection above. This is the home of all that is coming from the source. The recognition above, this is wisdom, which only comes with awareness. The nest is the interwoven thoughts that bring forth the chicks. The temple is consciousness of heaven, of Sinai, of the freedom to awaken in holiness. Thoughts beget other thoughts. The chicks compared to the appearance and awareness of Zerampin. As a result of special prayers, yes, but these prayers take us to another level of listening. These prayers are in the egg stage when they are not linked with holiness. Once linked with holiness, they can assume a holy direction. This is why we do not take the mother, symbolizing holiness, the Shekhinah from her chicks, because until the mother resides with her chicks, the holiness cannot be born within the thoughts that are now coming together. The permanent place of prayer is our constant awareness that prayer abides within and is aided by the Shekhinah rising and lifting prayer, infusing it with holiness. When we have the realization of a bird's nest, within this is the kernel of prayer that we promote daily and groove it into its place. The throne is the seat of the mother in union with the father of the Shekhinah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even better still, our thoughts infused with holiness that are actively aware of the unity of their being. Rachel's tomb is a crossroads. Oh, that I were in the wilderness, in a lodging place. Therefore, the two Mashiachs, redeeming Israel. This is about the awakening of consciousness. Rachel's tomb is a symbol for transformation of Israel, or the mundane thoughts that are part of the system, while as yet underneath the awareness of holiness. When these are interconnected, the Mashiach appears in our recognition of rebirth, in our sense of the unity of connection. It is by our consciousness that we grow in the field, in the firmament, instead of consciousness and striving to discover. The mystery leads to the awareness that the mystery is equal, in equal measure, is discovering who we are. The Sabbath is the quiet place within, or the simple awareness of the truth of unity. It is here that all these transformations take place, fed by our realizations, our rivulets of water, so that on Sabbath Eve, souls are reborn in terms of their awareness of holiness. Six stages, symbolic of thoughts, that are infused within their own capacity to discern, wrought only one. Not only one another, but also the direction of their flow are crystallized by the Shekhinah giving them the pathways above of eternity. Each time these realizations rise up on the wings of the Shekhinah, unity is experienced, which enlivens the entire thought, atmosphere, transforming below and rising above. The mother is lying with her chicks is the Shekhinah, so that the eggs which are hatched are the new thoughts, the new souls that are the results of Torah study, Talmud study that is accomplished by those masters who understand the purpose of that study, which is to create new thoughts and unify the tree from bottom to top. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. The Shekhinah is mitzvah. Worthy one who unites both together. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead.
You know, since the beginning to maybe before the last paragraph, the text, it's been just like going up and down, like cutting sentences and starting another one. I mean, the only thing that really made sense to me in a whole paragraph was the last one. And why is so? It's like a puzzle.
Why do you expect it to make sense before you contemplate it? The Tikkuni Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar is the greatest light we have available to us. Each time you read it, you will understand more. But to expect to understand it at the beginning, I agree with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's talking about consciousness. It's talking about the mitzvah of the mother bird, where you are not supposed to take the eggs or the chicks from the mother bird without shooing her away. But these are metaphors for the different sephirot. It's very high level. Are we supposed to understand it the first time we read it? No. Are we supposed to understand it after a few years of reading it? Perhaps. It's a function of what do you want? Why do I read the Aramaic to you? For the energy. When you understand the Aramaic, you are actually diminishing the energy. Because your soul is on a level much higher than your physical understanding. There are some sections we have understood. Why? Because that's where we were spiritually. Is it still confusing?
Well, I could say that my personal opinion is that the Aramaic and the whole energy is speaking to our unconscious mind.
That's correct. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with understanding it that way. That's exactly correct. When we fall asleep scanning the Zohar, when we fall asleep saying the nighttime Shema, we're just going to reveal it and say it on a higher level. Sometimes we can wake up and bring that information down with us. Usually we don't. But that's why we go to sleep. The soul needs refreshing. That's why we read the Tikkuni Zohar, because it elevates us. The Aramaic letters, the Hebrew letters, change us. If you never understood a word, there will come a time when some aspect of that will reflect itself in the words that you say to someone, because you do understand it at the level of your soul. And you are learning at it by listening and saying along with me as best you're able.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You're very welcome. Any other questions? Section 21B. Tikune Zohar Daf Kaf Aleph Bet Dila Uginda V'chaim Rotzat Al Ha'ef Brochim Oh, al chavitzim ayehi rivya alayhu biarva gatzin dila tiit mar b'chon biarava kanfin yonakin samechalis yenoki Anfe zoteri, vinu narva, andin lekol had vechad, uchoni eima, ravia alaihu, vizamemin ayehi, alaihu azmanin, istalkit. Minehu aval benin deinun min meavi naya itma bechon hamo mea lo begin dirhinu deinun mare kabala itmar bechon lo takach Aim al habiyamin, beimei lob zaza, meinaihu le'alim. Dodi akud shabarichu, ihu oraita, ishkinta haya, mitva zaka. Mandemata sik bechon. Layachada lon v'ken zachor Ushmor inun kutsha b'richu Ushkin te'ya zaka'a yehu Mandimechada lon v'yom shabbat te'yehu s'yosod Parita Hamel Uchilu Diyadinun Avavia Yamei Zechor Ushmor Inun Lekabel Tefilin Dereshe Utefilin Dida Ha'ein Dakar Venukva Uska ayahu mandemechad lon bekariat shema dedachaylo perachamel devaz mena de Yisrael nishtadlim deoraita devakatav Uvor raita deva al pie. Berichinu v'dachilu, itmar b'chon lo tekach. Hayim al havanim, uvazamena, dila mishtadlin. Bechon berechanu, V'dach alu ait mar b'chon shalach tashlach et haim v'zamena d'Yisrael natrin shavita v'zachor v'shamor v'dach alu v'rachamu ait mar b'chon lo takach Ayim al havanim, v'im lav kiti v'chon, shelach t'shalach, v'gumar tarin t'rokin, uvazamnia v'Yisrael me'yichadin, v'kutsha b'richu b'tafilin, Tayad ucha tafilin, Tirosh bedachailu, Tirachamo itmar bechon, Lo tikach haim al tivanim, Veim lav shalach, Ta shalach uvazamna, Temakimin maitzot, Piriyat mila v'yavaran, Menayu arla v'yavadin parea, Bidchilu v'rachimu itmar, V'chon la tekach v'em al havaneim, V'im lav shelach tashalach, Etaim bezamana, kematai machadin, bezevugahon, vikadoshin ushva parachan, teinun yichoda, dilchon vikadusha, uvavarkata itmar, bechon lo takach, Haim al havenim, v'im lav shalach tashlach v'gomer, v'yehinun Yisrael, v'kalota v'rashota, achara k'dat v'dekad lo, m'tach din, Bezugach Yehu, Bekadoshin, Besheva Berakon, Dinun Yehud, Yehud Dilchon, Bekadusha Begva Uvarka Beatar, Dikdusha Sharia, Alaihu misava uvatar devarka sharya alaihu betota beatar diyuchud shareyo alaihu peruda bedagarim galuta utlish kinta Dit tarakat meatreha, kinaha, dayehi rirushalayim, adahu dikiv yeshayayo, nun ufak yeshiyachem, shalacha imchem, tiren shalochim shalach, Tashlach, Ad Mabeit Rishon Vechad, Mabeit Shene Veitema, Vekut Shabarichu, Lav Yitcharach Amea, Ihu Rishari Ami. Beginda markara mashli kach zayin kitsa for nu no dat min kana kain ish no dad Mam komo begin dinat haray. La begaluta marshu nu kreya. Hadahu diktiv. Kishaya membet. Ani Hashem hu shemei ukvaudi. Le achar lo aten. Bego mer le achar. Da'el achad. Achar das imael. Upas liehiam. Ilein mama anande al shevaim. O min begina. Teresha de tafilin. Teresha inun de otar. Dir hate de mocha. Vidayahu asur berachatim. Vayahu havosh. Amron betofalin. Tayad bekashir shael yad vidahu diktiv. Vyaskel kada. Pa pe arach. Tavol shalaychi alayich ugin. Dayahut chavosh anchon. Begaluta itmar beya. Ein chavosh. Matir atmo mabet. Haospo frin. Ushkin te yahi bayit v'yasurin. Tileya begin rafimu, tilayihu yasur ba rabiraza, kamila tsurur hamor, dodili hadahu, diktiv urmeich tet, el techalali, wigomer yakim bezot, Vigomar, the Acharon Kad, the Alkala Kadish, Kuchin, the Oma de Kapor, Behu Al Diktiv, Vaigra Tetzayan, Bezot Yava Acharon El Hakadish. Deayahi et liasot la yuma vimash moshe begina itkeim bialma na alma davatar demait adahu diktiv darim lamed kimo. Bezot ha-bracha, asher v'gomer uva'avid, asar makot ha-shin, l'pareach adahu, diktiv shemotet, ye'olim bi'avor, zot ha-amdatich, Fiyako begin de hawa, yada de kol ruta de malka, be mane levano, ala de la yaol kadam, malka ila, ba de kol sheal tim di ilchon, bitsalu tinuvo. Tain l'malka d'yechon b'chadahu diktiv b'reishit memtet v'zot asher devar lachem av yecham. When you see into the heart of Torah, you recognize the ways things work and act accordingly. It is the unification of your understanding of a becoming aware. Remember, and acting in the fashion of the way things work. Observe that you fulfill the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shekhinah. All of these examples given speak to the same principle. Unless you have the feeling of what is right, which is the Shekhinah, united with your highest purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not bring forth the holiness that is your calling. You are bound to this holiness because it is by its signature nature that your soul is attached. How much more then could your thoughts and actions also be similarly attached? Because the Shekhinah resides within you and only comes forth when you do the right thing, a mitzvah. Torah study, all inquiries into the nature of things, etc., you cannot reach above until you connect within. It is as though the Shekhinah, once awakened, is destined to rise above, and that is your connection. Therefore, first awaken the Shekhinah and be guided in your ways by her. This is the pathway to holiness. Without the Shekhinah, the inner space is darkness and void. With the Shekhinah, there is light. What does this mean? It is the knowledge of the way things work that lets you accomplish your heart's desire. First, however, there is the mastery of the way things work, which is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is then a spiritual state of being that we may only bring out within ourselves via our intentions to do so in all the moments of our lives. The Shekhinah is the opening through which the passage above or the unity of purpose and design are released. Here's a list of psalms to help us understand. Though a host should encamp against me, in this I trust. And his kingdom rules over all. Neither did he lay even this to heart. A brutish man knows not, neither doth a fool understand this. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Jasmine, were you able to follow any better?
Yeah, I have a question. I see these psalms are related to the Shekhinah.
Correct. So was that a question or a statement?
No, I'm asked a question.
Okay, I just heard it as a statement. But yes, they are related to the Shekhinah. That's what the section is discussing. How do we relate to the Shekhinah? And on a practical matter, we relate to the Shekhinah by understanding spiritual principles and how it works. How people go to work, come home, and still have a consciousness to be able to do a mitzvah. That's what we follow. That's what we're learning. Are there any other questions? So tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Western time, we will join together to sing the Psalms, starting tomorrow with Psalm 2. At 4:30 tomorrow, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow, West Coast time, we will have a class in the Old Testament. I bid shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. I hope everyone has a beautiful evening.
Shalom, and thank you.
Thank you. Good night.